You're listening to the Closing Market Report on this Tuesday afternoon. Don Day from Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming is here. Don, it's been very cold where you've been the last two times we called. Let's start there, and then you can work your way into the Midwest, where I suppose it'll still be raining.
Yeah, I tell you, Todd, almost nothing has changed. Since we talked last, the weather pattern again is brought in another big wedge of Arctic air. Yes, Arctic air in late April and early May, it's been somewhat modified, but we're looking at temperatures in the nation's midsection that will be as much as 20 to 30 degrees below normal heading into the next couple of days. Once again, we're going to see some late spring snow spread across portions of the east slopes of the Rockies. It will snow in portions of western Nebraska, eastern Colorado, western areas of Kansas, eastern Nebraska, western Iowa, northeast Kansas, even down in Oklahoma. Could see some snow here in the first couple of days of May, and all of this cold and wet will settle into the western Corn Belt and central Corn Belt areas. So we're looking at no improvement, no warm-up, and conditions are going to continue to be wet.
Wet conditions. We do have a little warm-up here today. It's awfully nice and sunshine, but I guess that's going to go away by when? What day this week?
Well, it's going to be a slow-moving system. I think we're going to start to see temperatures start to get pushed down beginning Thursday, and more so as we get on into Friday and Saturday. A lot of question marks with this storm into the Midwest on exactly where it's going to go. Odds are is it's going to meander. And if it does, this is going to really impact the western Corn Belt. I think Ohio, Indiana, and maybe even to some extent eastern Illinois will be on the warmer side of the system initially. But Iowa, Missouri, Kansas, Nebraska, Oklahoma, those areas, as well as Minnesota, Wisconsin, going to see continuation of well below normal temperatures and what will be some significant precipitation.
How far below normal in the temps?
As much as 20 to 30 degrees. These are temperatures that are really off the charts. And I think we're going to be talking more and more about this as we go into the next 10 days, is there is still no really big warm-up coming. And I think this is going to become more and more of a concern. When we look at soil temperatures, we still have temperatures still well below 50 degrees at the 4-inch depth over most of the western and northern Corn Belt with really no significant warming in sight.
Yeah, with 20 to 30 degrees below normal on the daytime highs and certainly the nighttime lows, those temperatures aren't going to come up at all.
They're not. And with the ground being wet in many areas, that adds to the coolness in the air with the evaporative process of that moisture evaporating or trying to back into the air. It sort of feeds on itself a little bit after a while. So we've got to really see things change. And at least for another week or 10 days, we're going to still be watching this weather pattern sort of stuck in gear. Hopefully in a week to 10 days, the longer daylight hours, the deeper we go into spring, things will start to warm up north. But I do think we're starting and have over the last couple of weeks seen the impacts of the deep snow cover and the cold that lingered into Canada and many areas of the northern plains in March and in early April. And that's affected air masses up north, and that's what's coming in now.
Well, hopefully when we talk to you again next week, Don, we'll have warmer news to talk about.
Yes, we are looking at the polar opposite of where we talked a year ago. Hot, dry, and now we've gone on the complete end of the other spectrum.
Hey, thanks so much. Don Day is with Day Weather. He's out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Joins us here on the Closing Market Report on this Tuesday afternoon.